All right, call our meeting back to order. We're ready to visit with Linda on the energy-efficient lighting bid. What do you think?
This is actually the installation part. We had six responders. Debbie Redford and I went through the bids. We called in the lowest bidder, that company, GM Electric, to interview them, verify that they were paying prevailing wage plus fringes, everything that meets the grant requirements. He answered all our questions, and we felt quite confident that they would be able to take care of the job, and the price came in so much better that we decided to stop right there and go ahead and go for recommendation with GM Electric, with a total bid price of $10,835, and that includes installation at Mark Twain School, Kirbyville Elementary, and both health departments, the one in Forsyth and in Branson.
I have a question.
Yes.
Travel charges, are those over and above? Are they included?
They're included.
They are included.
The only thing that they mentioned that they had a small fear of is tombstones possibly breaking when they take those down. They're a couple dollars a piece, but that's something we won't be able to anticipate until they actually get in there.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Tombstones?
What's that? Correct. It's a holder when you get up inside to take the lamps and ballast down.
Okay.
They just mentioned that Mark Twain could be an older type school to where they could see some issues with that. Not so much the $2 tombstone, the issue of being held up because they didn't have that. We spoke with Chris Lloyd from Lloyd's Electric that got the bid, and he suggested that he send them out with a box of them. If it's something they need, they could charge them as they use them. If not, they can just return them.
Wonderful. Danny, you know what they're talking about?
Yeah. Tombstone. The little socket holders that go in the
fluorescence on the edges?
Lights.
On the edges, right?
Yeah, they're shaped like a tombstone.
Gotcha.
I know. You slide them in there.
They were called that.
Danny's our electrician, thank goodness.
I never did.
What was your bid, Danny? Can you do that? I'd like to see you do the work on that.
After driving to Mark Twain, I would have been twice that high.
Motion to award GM Electric of Reed's Spring the installation bid.
I'll second that. Has he got a number of employees?
He does not. He's a small company, which is really nice for us. The way the grant is and the way you have to report on it, it appears the less employees, the better.
No.
So he did mention that he could hire more employees if need be, but with the time frames that he's allotted for each one.
Ms. Reed, I was looking at them.
We didn't feel like that it was, you know, with a week, each one were a week.
So, does he have employees?
He does.
Okay, it's not just one, not just the...
He's got like one, himself and another gentleman that run the company.
And you went all over the prevailing wage deal with him?
Yes, sir. Debbie Redford and I both did. She came up with a list of really good questions, and we were pretty thorough.
I have a concern, and that is from other experiences we've faced, mainly sewer contracts, comes to mind right off the bat, where we have a bid that is a high percentage lower than anybody else, and we get into the job and we find problems. Did we talk about references, other people they've worked for around recently?
We did verify references, as well as Chris Lloyd, from Lloyd's Electric, gave him a high recommendation. And also I required a material and labor bond. So if something happens and they were to walk away, we'd be able to pay another company to finish the job.
I had the same question whenever a contractor asked about whether they ought to take enough material to the job to not have to come all the way from Mark Twain back to location, but this is so much cheaper than that, and if you had those, well, I have no problem with it, but I said that jokingly about the trip over there, but
it's a long drive.
Yeah.
Other discussion, questions, concerns? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you very much.
All right. I guess we're ready for executive session or Bob Paulson's work session. That all need to be an executive, Bob?
I'd have to organize better than I'm organized to tell you which portions don't need to be an executive. It's all appropriate in executive. It's all legal advice, communications with attorney regarding litigation and other legal matters.
Can you do that for us, Bob, for next time?
Okay.
Just have Jill in. You can check off which ones could be and which ones couldn't be next time. And if there's any question whatsoever that they should be, we'll just go ahead and put them on there. But
you get into any details at all, I'm not going to be very forthcoming in open session on any of the stuff.
How about a motion?
Motion to go into executive pursuant 610-021-22 and 23. Is that right?
Shows 1, 2, and 3, and 12.
And 12. I see that 12 down there, too.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chuck, aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. I think...